We still have a little time with Jonathan Mahler, who has brought us a really important story in the form of a book called The Challenge, Hamdan versus Rumsfeld. History matters, where we come from. It is important to me to remember that it was habeas corpus that turned the tide on slavery, human chattel. It happened in London. It happened about 200 years ago. It was habeas corpus that was that moment when somebody had to pull an African back off of a ship and bring him into the courts in London. Yes, it's tenuous. Yes, I tend toward being terrified. And the fact that we are the sovereign people, the fact that we make the laws, that it's our responsibility, brings me back to your idea of the challenge. Isn't some of the challenge that Americans have said, oh, well, I can't do anything, oh, well, it's the president, and oh, well, I'll just take a pass, and they're looking out for me because I think I'm getting rich even if I'm getting poor.
Yeah.
Isn't some of the challenge for the sovereign people to rise up and say, no?
Yeah. I mean, I wanted to get at that a little earlier when you very generously complimented the writing of the book. I wanted to make the point that, you know, one of the things that, you know, I was hoping as I was writing this book was that that by kind of telling the story, and it really is just a human story of these two lawyers and this Guantanamo detainee and their kind of incredible odyssey, by telling their human story, I could bring in all of these legal issues and kind of, you know, in some ways, I hate to use the word educate, but in some ways sort of educate
readers. We have things to learn again.
Yes. I don't want that to suggest that the book's not fun to read.
Page turner, I promise.
But I wanted people to, you know, through this remarkable journey, kind of begin to understand what these issues are and why they are so important. So that it won't all be reduced to these sound bites like we're already hearing in the election of, you know, after 9/11, Senator Obama was worried about giving people their rights. I mean, you know, that
well, gosh, yeah. What's more important than our rights in the United States of America?
Yeah, and it's just such a sort of reductive way to understand these, you know, enormously, you know, complicated issues. And that's, you know, I feel like people are, as I was saying earlier, that we've had this jumble of Supreme Court decisions and, you know, this whole idea of habeas corpus, this sort of Latin phrase that no one understands, and
they don't understand it. We're in the slam, and they can't get out, and nobody knows they're there, and they don't know
exactly,
why.
Exactly.
It's a little late at that point.
Yeah.
Exactly. But I mean, my hope is that people will, that this book will maybe bring in readers who might not necessarily be inclined to, you know, to kind of to pore over this stuff and try to get a handle on it, because it, you know, the legal issues are complicated. And
but you uncomplicate them. You make it riveting. You make it the drama, and at every point, we could have lost it.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. At every turn, there's a...
Which should call us out to say, but I want to be part of that.
Yeah.
I want to hold those freedoms.
Part of the challenge, we are the stories we tell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The stories we tell in modern America are essentially media stories.
Right.
And part of the challenge in this is the media hasn't... I mean, we've properly abused the administration and Congress. The media didn't exactly shine through all of this either. Part of the challenge, and this really is a question, because we get wrapped up in sound bites, we get wrapped up in the did so, did not of political campaigns, and now it's 24 hours a day, 7 days
right,
a week,
right,
year in and year out. The context, the understanding, the knowledge, the learning, as you characterize it, but really the experience, the experience of being a citizen in a country, the experience of living with other people, is very important. Somehow or other, we've got to break through and tell the kinds of stories you're telling, and it's not obvious how to do that.
Yeah. No, I think you're right. I mean, I think, sadly, you look at the bestseller list, and you know, you see a lot of books that are just more of the same. You know, that are kind of, one side of the megaphone or the other side of the megaphone, and not, not kind of.
That or Sex in the City.
Yes, exactly.
One of the problems with the big megaphones is the tendency. I think the human tendency is to assume if you get yelling from here and yelling from here, you take an average, and here must be correct.
That's yelling here,
and the answer and the truth, what's actually happening, the kinds of things you're writing about,
that's right,
are actually someplace way over here. Has nothing to do with.
That's well, right. It's that's interesting right, yeah. to me over the last many years now to see how often. Turning off the television, not reading the daily newspaper, and go into a book that is
reading The Challenge by Jonathan Mahler.
Yeah, that's precisely. if there is freedom of thought in this country that is informed, it seems to be in books.
Yeah, yeah. No, I think that that's true. Yeah.
So how do we do a short course on the book so that we can entice?
Well, you guys are doing your part here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I remember, this was before you were born probably, when Kennedy was running against Nixon, the hardcore issue. You probably know who the students, you know this. I mean, they argued on the debates about Kumoi and Matsu. Uh-huh. That was central to that election.
Right.
Election day, and there was never another word effectively said
about
Kumoi and Matsu.
Right.
This is part of the problem. We are distracted. The electoral process is a challenge. But as much as anything, we still, as a nation, have not learned to talk to each other.
Yeah.
We have not learned to talk as political entities. We have not learned to talk as communities. There's a whole range of different things. And it seems to me, as much as anything, the lesson out of this is that if we don't have that core understanding that you've tried to address, that we try to address, of what's going on in the world you inhabit, bad things can happen.
That's
and do
right.
happen.
Yeah. Yeah.
So how did you pick, in 25 words or fewer, the title The Challenge?
It was actually suggested by my publisher. And I initially kind of have to say I sort of balked at it at first because it felt a little bit generic to me initially, but then I thought actually, you know, it felt so, it just really was sort of the essence of the book. I mean, this really is, you know, is all about a challenge. And I mean, I guess if you want to see the double entendre there, it also is a challenge, you know, sort of an improbable challenge in and of itself. So I've really come to like it. I'm happy with it now. So yeah.
Well, thank you for writing it. It is a page turner, and it's a page that we all need to be turning. Jonathan Mahler, pleasure.
Thank you.
Jonathan Mahler has done something very special with The Challenge. In addition to a splendid legal thriller, he's reminded us that real heroism resides in the hearts and minds of anyone who has integrity and the courage to live by it. We thank him. I'm Paula Gordon. I wish you well.